The hour of the time may be contacted at HOT. That's H-O-T-T, P.O. Box 940, Eager, spelled E-A-G-A-R, in the state of Arizona, 85925. Our phone number is 928-333-2942. And our website is www.hourofthetime.com.
Specific information suggesting any further attack. I think to give the people of New York confidence, to show that the federal government is standing with us, and to just to make certain that nothing further happens. This has been a very, very difficult and traumatic day for the people of the United States and the people of the city. And I think that it's an act that shows that the federal government is going to do everything they can to support us and help us.
Do you have an idea of the extent of the red queue effort that's going on right now in Norman? What's the scope of this thing and this operation?
There are over 1,000 rescue workers, probably about 2,000 that are deployed, trying to get into the buildings, trying to find people, trying to search for people. The governor and I spoke a couple of hours ago. And the governor has deployed the National Guard to relieve them because our people are going to need reinforcements pretty soon. But right now they don't want to leave because they're searching for innocent citizens, and they're searching for some of their brothers and sisters.
Are you finding survivors?
Yes, we have some numbers that we can give you. We have 1,500 people at Liberty State Park who were evacuated, described as walking wounded. They were evacuated by ferry and other means. There are about 600 as of about 15 minutes ago in local hospitals that we account for. 600 people are being treated in local hospitals. And there are 150 in particular that were critical, that were moved by EMS. New York City has 170 hospitals. So we have a lot of hospitals, and we're utilizing all of them. Probably the one that was the hardest hit was St. Vincent's Hospital. And I would like to just single them out and commend them, because as I was rushing down there after the first plane hit, and before the second, they were already deploying people on the street. I could see the doctors and nurses outside getting ready to receive people. And that was before the second plane actually hit the World Trade Center.
What was your experience down there?
I also blood donations. We have several sites for blood donations. 153 East 53rd Street, 66 in Amsterdam, which is the Red Cross, and 310 East 67th Street. If people want to do something and they can donate blood, that's going to help not just today, but tomorrow and the next day. This relief effort is going to take some time.
So maybe who are the first people down there? Can you describe the scene?
Yeah, folks, and it doesn't matter where you're at in the country, go get blood right now. Please go get blood right now. Wherever you're at, go give blood. That blood can be shipped to the people that need it, and they're going to need a lot more blood than anybody can imagine.
Taping hole all the way on the top of it. We could see people jumping from the top of the building. And then we went into Barclay Street, 75 Barclay Street, I think it was, and we were there when the building collapsed, and it collapsed in part on 75 Barclay Street. So we were trapped in the building for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, trying to get out different exits. We finally went through a basement and came out 100 Park Place.
Did you ever hear me on Facebook?
Sure, yeah.
What went through your mind?
I don't think anything went through my mind other than making sure that we all remained calm and found an exit and just tried to figure out the most intelligent thing to do. Probably the same thing that went through the minds of 10,000 other New Yorkers who I could see on the streets, and I really have to commend them. If you really want to know what New Yorkers are all about, you just watch the way in which they handled themselves. They didn't panic. They moved deliberately. They moved swiftly. But they didn't hurt each other. They helped each other. I mean, these are just the most wonderful people in the world.
Was there anything about the composition of that dust that Flight of Sloan had? Was there any asbestos or any hazardous material in that dust?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Mr. Mayor, there were reports of gas explosion related to this. Was the gas leak a possible?
We don't believe it. We don't believe that's the case.
Mr. Mayor, can you tell us anything about where the planes come from? Where the aircraft came from?
Bill Diamond reminds me that we've signed off the gas in the city building. This time.
Mayor of New York had to say, and also the governor of New York responding to reporters' questions. Back to your calls. Lynchburg, Virginia, good afternoon.
Hello. I would just like to comment on today's tragic events. First off, I'd like to say that my heart really goes out to the family and friends of the victims of this terrible thing. And I understand if a member of my family was one of the victims, I would certainly be filled with the desire for revenge and retaliation, but having fortunately that not being the case, I would like to say that the rest of us need to keep in mind that violence will only beget violence, and that we must be cautious in our approach and make sure that we find the true culprits.
Utica, New York, you're next. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. My name is Ender, and I'm calling from Utica, New York, and I've been listening to this news since this morning. And when the lady called and said that she doesn't like the president, it just didn't make any sense to me, because she was born here and we came from Bosnia, and we still love that president, and we hope that he punished those people who ever did this.
Spring Hill, Florida, you're next on C-SPAN. Your reaction.
Hello?
Spring Hill, Florida, go ahead.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon.
How you doing? I've been listening to some of the comments from the American people, and I'm appalled to listen to how they can say it's a black and white issue, or how they can turn around and say it's God that caused it, it's God that's going to make it better. It wasn't God that did it in World War II. Nobody was appalled to dropping bombs during Germany, during the war with Germany, England, and definitely Hiroshima. This is a direct attack to the United States, and it should be handled as an attack against the United States and their people.
Thanks, caller. Some insight into what happened earlier this morning with the president, who began his day in Sarasota, Florida. He was reading to some elementary school students from the Associated Press while in Florida. As the president was reading to the children in a classroom at 9:05 a.m., his chief of staff, Andrew Card, whispered into his ear. The president briefly turned somber before he resumed reading. He addressed the tragedy about a half hour later, and then addressed it again at an Air Force base, Barksdale Air Force Base in Louisiana. U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan also commenting on what's been happening here in Washington and in New York.
We are all traumatized by this terrible tragedy. We do not yet know how many people have been killed or injured, but inevitably the number will be high. Our first thoughts and prayers must be for them and for their families. I wish to express my profound condolences to them and to the people and government of the United States. There can be no doubt that these attacks are deliberate acts of terrorism, carefully planned and coordinated, and as such, I condemn them utterly. Terrorism must be fought resolutely wherever it appears. In such moments, cool and reasoned judgment are more essential than ever. We do not know yet who is behind these acts or what objective they hope to achieve. What we do know is that no just cause can be advanced by terror.
U.N. Secretary General earlier this afternoon responding to the events. And also in western Pennsylvania, from the Associated Press, United Airlines Flight 93, which was a Boeing 757 en route from Newark, New Jersey to San Francisco, crashing about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. You can see from this map just south of Pittsburgh in Somerset County. On board, 45 people, as well as the pilot and crew. That United Airlines Flight 93, which was also believed to have been a terrorist attack, a hijacking incident that took place this morning. Atlanta, Georgia, good morning.
Hello, Steve. Is it morning?
I'm sorry. It's been a long day. Go ahead.
It's been a long time, haven't we? Listen, thank you for taking my call. I want you to know I'm proud to be an American. I really am. I'm proud of our president. By the way, I'm Ray Potter in Atlanta. And I agree with the Secretary General that we are all traumatized. And this is truly a day of infamy. And as I said, I am proud of our president. He is strong and well-grounded and has some of the best and most experienced people in this country around him. And we should all pray for him and do everything we can to support him morally. And there's one more thing I'd like to say, if I may. If Terry McCullough is listening, anyone hears this can get a message to him. Please call C-SPAN and give your support to our president.
Thanks very much for the call. You're looking at the scene outside on North Capitol Street where Louisiana and North Capitol intersect, and you get a sense of the stillness in the air now with a lot of the traffic that has moved out and a lot of the area around the Capitol has been closed off.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, let me sort of recap what's happened so that the rumors won't be flying. I know that there are other broadcasts that are making all kinds of outlandish statements. I just went and listened to a few of them. And I can tell you most of what you're hearing on other radio broadcasts on shortwave and, you know, people like Alex Jones and others is total baloney. Here's what's happened. And this is all that's happened. There were a number of planes hijacked this morning. The number of planes, depending on who you listen to, is between 4 and 8. We know 4 for sure. If there were 8, nobody has accounted for the other 4. If there were 6, nobody's accounted for the other 2. If there was 5, nobody's accounted for the other 1. We do know that there were 4 for sure, and that's all we know for sure. 2 of them crashed into the upper one quarter of each of the twin towers of the World Trade Center in New York City. One of them crashed into the Pentagon building in Washington, D.C. Another one crashed in Pennsylvania in an area where it was used to be a recreation park but was closed. And it appeared that it was headed for Camp David. Maybe not. Maybe its flight path would just carry it over Camp David, and maybe it was really headed for somewhere else. Nobody knows. We know that there were tremendous explosions on the lower floors of the 2 twin towers of the World Trade Center buildings that brought those 2 buildings down. They did not come down as a result of the planes crashing into them. Now, this is a fact, and you can check with architects who design skyscrapers. Skyscrapers stick up high into the air. There is always the possibility that an aircraft could crash into them, and it has happened on many occasions in the past. For instance, an Air Force bomber crashed into a skyscraper and didn't cause it to fall. Planes have crashed into skyscrapers over the years, folks. None of them have ever fallen. They're built understanding that an airplane could crash into the building, and the structure is designed to withstand such a crash so that the damage will be confined to that area. Those planes crashing into those buildings did not cause those buildings to collapse. They're what we call hard targets in the military. Steel-reinforced concrete buildings with strong structural members that can withstand hurricane winds. They can withstand an airplane crash. They can withstand all kinds of things. And the only thing that can bring them down is shaped charges placed upon the main structural members in order to shatter and cut those reinforced concrete pillars and allow the building to collapse. This is what we know. We don't know who orchestrated this attack. We don't know who's going to be ultimately punished for it. We do know that all of the government buildings in Washington, D.C. were evacuated. The government of the United States literally went underground to their hard sites and command centers that they put in place many years ago, supposedly to protect against nuclear or atomic attack. And that's where the president either is or is going at this time. Good evening, you're on the air. I should say good morning or good afternoon. Here it's still morning.
Oh, here it's still morning? Okay, here I got 1455. I'm calling from New York State again.
Okay.
Somewhere around Long Island. All right, I'm going to report this. For the past, I'd say, 15 minutes or so, I've been hearing jets flying overhead, three so far. One, I think, about 10 minutes ago, and then all of a sudden I heard another one when I was in, and then I heard another one just now. And when I heard this third one, I jumped up right away and went to take a look. And it did, and it's like it's almost flew, like, you know, when you hear something passing through, it's like it disappeared so quickly. So it had to be a military jet. That wouldn't be a passenger jet, right?
The only planes in the sky anywhere over the United States right now are military planes.
And well, I'm hearing them, but they sound more westward, like more. They sound more west of me, anyway. They sound like they're
the only planes in the air anywhere over the United States right now are military planes. Any other plane that's in the air is going to be shot down, I can guarantee you.
So these sickos, they're actually going to try to go for it, huh?
What sickos?
The communists. I'm talking about these globalists.
Yeah.
Those sickos.
Yeah, yeah.
What sickos would you think I'm talking about?
Well, I don't know until you tell me. I don't assume.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
I don't assume anything.
Oh, no. No, that's true.
It's up to the communicator to communicate.
Oh, that's true. You're right.
It's not up to me to interpret what I might think you mean.
No, that's true.
That's how we all get
involved. Well, since you were talking about them, well, I heard somebody call up your show say that some governor or something said America's changed forever. Who did he say that was?
Hey, everybody on television has been saying it. The reporters have been saying it. Admiral Stansfield Turner said it. Major Rudy Giuliani said it. Everybody is saying it.
Yeah, by the way, speaking about Giuliani, what is Giuliani connected with? I know he got funds from Kissinger. What is he connected with? Because I'm calling from the New York area.
I have no idea. I don't live in New York, so, and he's never been a national figure, so I haven't done any research on him.
Right, but he's definitely with them, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I know he's siding with Kissinger and Goldman Sachs. That I do know. The big fund in his campaign.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm still trying to see if maybe next time something passes through, I can maybe get the binoculars and take a look at it.
Okay.
But it's probably definitely military jets.
Yes. Anything else that appears in the air. See, all planes are grounded. Any plane that is found in the air right now will be ordered to land immediately. If they don't, they'll shoot it down.
Uh-huh. All right, how long will they... do you have any inside information as far as how long this would go on?
No.
No.
I have no idea.
You're going to be on the air tonight?
I'll be on the air as long as it takes.
All right, if they do declare martial law, what...
They have already done it. You cannot do what they have done without a declaration of martial law. You can't ground
all the planes everywhere.
You can't ground all airplanes in this country without...
All over the country.
Everywhere. Every airport is closed. Every port, every seaport is closed.
Mm-hmm.
Every plane is grounded. The border between the United States and Canada is sealed. The border between the United States and Mexico is sealed. You can't do these things. They've deployed a regiment of United States Army troops in Washington, D.C. You can't do these things unless martial law has been declared. They have done it. They just have not told the American people.
Why do they wait this long?
You have to ask them.
Uh-huh.
Probably because they don't want the American people to know, because it might cause a lot of panic. Might cause the militia to get antsy. There's lots of reasons why.
Are there any militias in the New York area, by the way?
I don't live in New York, and but I know those things, but I'm certainly not going to reveal those things over the radio.
That's true, but they do exist in this area.
I'm not even going to tell you that.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, that's true. Maybe you shouldn't. You're right. You never know who's listening. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
I will tell you, there's militia all over this country. They're prepared to fight and die for freedom if necessary.
I would, too, if I happen to be armed, but presently I'm not.
Well, that's because you live in New York, right? If you live somewhere else, you might be armed, right?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, well...
I don't know, I could be.
Why do you live in socialist heaven? anyway. I don't even understand why people live in places where they live.
No, I'm not in New York City. I'm talking about the state.
New York is a socialist place.
The whole state?
The whole East Coast, above Virginia, probably, is socialist.
What about Pennsylvania?
Yeah. You been to Pennsylvania lately?
No, I haven't. I'm
Massachusetts?
Well, Massachusetts, I know.
Yeah, well, New York, too.
Well, New York is so stupid. They put Hillary
Schumer. One of
Schumer,
the biggest
yeah.
Marxist traitors that's ever
yeah,
existed.
Yeah, yeah, especially Hillary and Schumer, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why are you asking me? You ought to know. New York is socialist heaven.
Well, I might have told a fib there because I may be armed. I won't say for sure.
Well, I hope you are.
Okay, good luck. Thanks a lot. I appreciate what you're doing for the country.
Thanks for calling.
All right, thank you.
By the way, folks, in case you don't know it, this is the only media in the entire world that so far has told you the truth about what happened at the World Trade Center towers. Those planes did not bring those buildings down. Period. If you believe that in your wildest dreams, you got nothing, absolutely nothing between your ears. And I'm not asking you to take my word for it. Seek out some explosives experts and ask them. They'll tell you. They'll tell you. Go and talk to some architects who build skyscrapers, these huge towers that stick way up into the sky. Part of the design is the knowledge that airplanes sometimes crash into them, and they must be designed to withstand a crash into the building by the biggest planes in the sky. They're all built to withstand that. Oh, yeah, people will be killed. Yeah, the plane will go into the building. Yeah, there will be fire. Yeah, there will be flames. There will be destruction. There will be people die and killed and wounded and all that stuff, but they will not bring the building down. You got that? If you don't believe me. I'm not asking anybody to ever believe anything that I ever tell you. You go check with the people that know, and you'll find out that old Bill Cooper is telling you the truth.
Down a number of the roads around the Capitol and also evacuated many buildings. The government has, in essence, shut down today because of what's happened. Boise, Idaho, good afternoon. Go ahead, caller.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're going to hear stupid statements like that all over the network. The government has not shut down. The government never shuts down. The government has gone underground to its hard sites, to its atomic shelters, to its underground command posts. The government is operating to protect the members of the government, the members of Congress, the members of the executive branch, the president's cabinet. Everybody who's important is underground in case there are any more attacks. The government has not shut down. It is operating in secret underground. As we speak, the government never shuts down, even in the case where Congress won't approve the budget and they tell you the government shut down. It's a lie. The government continues to operate always. Can you imagine what would happen if the government really did shut down? Oh, boy. Yeah, be careful what you listen to. Be careful what you believe. The number here is 520-333-4578. Anytime the phone rings, we will go directly to the phones. Please, folks, don't listen to rumors. Don't get all worked up and hysterical. Don't start screaming for Congress to pass laws to take our Bill of Rights away and disarm the American people because the American people didn't have anything to do with what happened this morning. Period. We don't need any more laws. Everything that you can possibly think of in this world is already illegal. If you don't believe me, get your nose in the law books, you'll find out. There are too many laws. We need to repeal probably about 90% of all the laws that are on the books right now need to be eliminated in order to restore any kind of freedom in this country. What you're going to see is either going to make you happy if you're an emotional fool, and in that case, it will make you a slave also, or it will make you cry if you love freedom. What's going to come out of this is a severe redefinition of the word freedom.
Eliminate such activity that happened today. And I wish people would have listened more carefully, because we need it interiorly. We don't need a national or missile defense system at some point in time, perhaps. But right now, we need to concentrate on these people flying airplanes, driving cars, trucks, ships. And I thank you so much, C-SPAN, for your...
See what I mean, folks? Here's a woman screaming for more laws to control airplanes, people who drive cars and trucks and ships. If it was up to her, you'd have a roadblock every 2 miles on every highway in this country. Your car would be searched. You would be searched. You would have to have a certificate to be able to travel. Just listen to some of these things, and you'll know exactly why I'm able to tell you what's going
to
happen.
It goes out to all of you, and I just hope things get better and not worse.
Okay, thanks for the call. Salt Lake City, Utah, your reaction?
My reaction is that I believe that this should be a wake-up call here for the United States, that we are no longer safe because we are so far away from everyone else. And that if we know who's done these attacks, and I'm sure that the Defense Department and the powers that be that take care of these things are aware of the training camps and everything like that, so why allow them to continue to exist? We already know that they're responsible for the embassy bombings, the military barracks bombings, so let's go ahead and take care of it. But I also have a question. I was just noticing that none of the flags are at half staff, and although it was not a military attack against military bases, except I consider the Pentagon maybe a military base, but it should be a sign of respect for those who have given their life today because of people who think that they have control over it here in the United States. And I think that we should show respect, but we should also say, hey, okay, you stepped in our yard, now it's our turn to fight you.
Thanks, caller. And again, we've got to be very careful in all of this, and we don't want to speculate, but one could assume that there will be those types of commemorations coming up over the next couple of days. We will more than likely hear from President Bush again before the end of the day. You're looking at a live picture from the Pentagon. For those of you familiar with Washington, that is one of the heliports adjacent to the Pentagon, and in the forefront is the GW Parkway, the George Washington Memorial Parkway, part of which has been shut down because of the rescue efforts still underway. Traffic along 395 is back open now this afternoon in the Washington, D.C. area, and most, if not all, government buildings are now closed except for essential personnel. Next call from the Fiji Islands. Go ahead.
How are you doing? I think that it's just awful, the fact that the people are dancing in the street in the West Bank of Israel, and I think that needs to be taken care of, and I think that this gives us grounds to declare war on whether it be Afghanistan or anybody. I think it's just absolutely terrible.
Thanks, caller. Next is Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
Hi, I'm calling from Langhorne, and I just would like to say that I feel that right now we should not be either Democratic or Republican. We're all Americans, because a billion people should not be brought to their knees by a few hundred terrorists who feel that God is on their side.
Thanks for the call. Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, hi. I just would like to express my condolences to the whole people that died or injured in this incident. And I would like to please urge Mr. Bush to take care of Mr. Bin Laden. Go over there, get him. He's the responsible, I feel like that. And all these Palestinians that dancing on the street, they should not do it.
Austin, Texas, your reaction?
Well, first of all, my heart goes out to everyone who this hurt, which means America. And more important, this type of catastrophe should pull all of us together, not apart, and that our retaliation should not solely be on the terrorist organizations, but the countries that have harbored these terrorist organizations for so long.
Thanks for the call. Next is Lexington, Tennessee. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm glad to be American.
Go ahead, caller.
And I would just like to say that...
Hello.
You know,
hello, Bill.
You're on the air.
Bill?
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah,
as good as can be, anyway.
I hear that. Yeah, I just tuned into you. I understand what you say happened to the World Trade Center building. How about the Pentagon? The same thing? Or?
A plane crashed into the Pentagon. That's all we know about it.
Oh, that wasn't... All right. Okay, Bill, thanks.
The Pentagon didn't collapse.
No, it didn't.
But that doesn't mean there wasn't any explosives. We don't know that. We just know a plane crashed into it. We know absolutely that there were explosions that brought the Twin Tower World Trade Center buildings down because people heard the explosions.
Yeah, and a matter of fact, I have the BBC.
Yeah.
And I was watching the footage on there, and I couldn't swear that it looked like the building exploded.
It did. Absolutely did. Those planes did not cause that.
Good job, Bill.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578 is the number. I want to remind you that we are broadcasting worldwide on WBCQ, The Planet. WBCQ, The Planet. About 2 hours before I came on the air, I think it was about 2 hours before I came on the air, Alan Weiner, the owner of WBCQ, or one of the owners, called me and... he's certainly in charge, I can tell you that. Called me and said that he wanted me to come on. And I, at the time, I couldn't do it right then because I was very much involved I'm sorry, folks. My attention was distracted for just a second. I was very much involved with talking to Patriot leaders across the country, to militia commanders, to my superiors, officers in the Second Continental Army of the Republic, trying to make sure that all of our people understood that they could be attacked imminently by the press and or by the government and law enforcement. And we were occupied in trying to get those people to positions of safety with their families and get the militia dispersed and underground so that any attack would be futile and have them placed on a readiness status so that if the government, because of this, something that the American people have not even had any part in, become even more tyrannical than they have, or more despotic than they have against the American people, that the militia will be in a position to resist with the force of arms if necessary. So that should be a warning to those in government. Don't mess with American patriots. We got fed up with you a long, long time ago. We had nothing, absolutely nothing to do. No! None of the American people had anything to do with what happened this morning in New York and in Washington, D.C. So if you're going to come against us, be forewarned that we're not going to start anything. But if you want to start something, we will not only defend ourselves, but we will actively, we will take that as a declaration of war, and that will begin the battle to restore constitutional Republican government. So if you're in government and you're listening to this broadcast, you can take that as an official warning from the commanding general of the Second Continental Army of the Republic. We got sick of what you people were doing a long, long time ago, and we're not going to allow you to institute even more tyranny more despotism and oppress the American people because of something that somebody... that has nothing to do with the American people, did in order to give you an excuse to do that. So, take it any way you want. I mean it wholeheartedly. It is the exact, admonition that I was given earlier today from my commanding general. So, there you have it. You want to get despotic, find out who did this and punish them. You want to punish the American people, we'll push back. We'll punish back.
went through, and then of course I had to find alternative routes to get home and get our kids from school.
Senator Hagel, and you've made the reference as well, a day in infamy, has said that this is worse than Pearl Harbor. Is as you look at what the magnitude of what's happened today, how are we going to look back on September the 11th?
It's similar to Pearl Harbor, but in some regards it's more problematic. One, it's worse than Pearl Harbor in that this is actually our homeland. At that time, Pearl Harbor was in Hawaii was a territory, and that was a strike, and as awful as it was, those were on military facilities, not civilians. And what makes this much more difficult is we knew that was Imperial Japan. That got us into war against the Axis nations in World War II. This situation, sure, there may be sponsorship and harboring of these terrorists, organizations in various countries, but it's not as clear an enemy as we had in World War II. So it's going to be there'll be a greater amount of effort to have the intelligence to who was involved, who financed it, who coordinated and masterminded these terrorist suicide bombings.
And,
plus, we don't have we don't know. The only evidence we're going to get on how all this happened is maybe from the flight recorders, because there's obviously no witnesses still alive from these tragic bombings of these hijacked planes.
Well, that was my next question. I think the question really that most people are asking this afternoon: how could this have happened?
Well, we don't know how it happened, other than planes were hijacked. One will have to review the security situations. We don't know if they had guns or knives or bombs. What sort of threats? How did they get into the cockpit? Did they actually, say, kill the pilots and then take over flying themselves? Or did they force the pilots to fly the planes into the buildings, whether it's the Pentagon or the World Trade Towers? So it's at this point, a great deal of speculation. I'm sure that all Americans recognize we're going to have to beef up security. It'll be less convenient to fly, but I think people will understand that we'll need greater security. In addition, I would think that airplanes from henceforward need to consider very seriously having a security, a law officer seated or stationed right at the doors of the cockpit to prevent anyone from coming in there. And, again, that'll add to the cost, but it's a cost I think that we'll be willing to bear for safety.
Finally, a scheduling question for you. Do you have any sense of when things might get back to any sense of normalcy here in Washington, and more specifically with the House and the Senate scheduled to be in this week? Will they be out for the rest of the week? Do you have any information on that?
No, we don't. Not at this point. I'd like to see us get back to the people's business as soon as possible, and not allow this to disrupt some of the activities that are important for our economy and for the people of our country. But I'm sure they'll want to make sure that everything is safe before we go back in. Most ironic, yesterday afternoon, Senator Barbara Boxer and I were talking about a resolution that we were going to introduce yesterday, expressing the sense of the Congress that the use of suicide bombings in the Middle East must be condemned, and trying to get the United Nations to condemn these bombings in Israel. And the only reason we didn't introduce it, we wanted to put another whereas clause over the bombings on Sunday in Israel. Well, this is no longer just an issue in the Middle East or Europe. This is a concern here at home. And the whole country is going to be continuing in shock. It's going to take us a long time to determine how many lives are lost. And we're going to be in a period of mourning, but we do need to move forward as a republic.
Former Republican Senator George Allen of Virginia, now a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, joining us from his home near Fort Belvoir, which is in Fairfax County, Virginia. Thank you, Senator, for being with us.
Did you hear the hypocrisy in his little talk? Pearl Harbor wasn't a state, therefore we weren't hit at home. It was just a territory, and the Japanese struck military targets, not civilian targets. He didn't say anything about our firebombing of Dresden, in which we killed approximately 150,000 old men, women, and children who were not participants in the war on the side of Germany. and our bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, which were the two largest Christian communities in Japan, and most of the people killed in those cities were old men, women, and children who were not soldiers fighting in the war. And in Hiroshima, there was an American prisoner of war camp, and a lot of those American prisoners of war were also killed by that atomic bomb. I'm just tired of the hypocrisy. I'm not saying that these bombers were correct in what they did by flying their planes into these targets or by blowing up the two World Trade Center towers. I'm just telling you that the hypocrisy just makes me sick. You know, it seems that if we want to do something terrible, we can do it, and it's justified because we're the United States of America. But if anybody else does it, all of a sudden, oh, it's a terrible thing because they killed civilians. I am sick of that kind of hypocrisy. Our hypocrisy is what justifies these other people in their actions that they do, because they can see our hypocrisy. They can see our lies. They know what we've done. We killed probably thousands of civilians when we bombed Bosnia and when we attacked and bombed Iraq during the Gulf War. But if we do it, it's okay. If somebody else does it, it's not. I'm telling you right now, it's never okay, no matter who does it. I am sick and tired of the lies and the hypocrisy and all the other crap that just flies out of all of these people's mouths. And I wish it would stop. You see, you can't expect somebody else to obey the rules if we don't obey the rules. And I'm telling you right now, we've never obeyed the rules in our history. Ask a Native American sometime. How many tribes did we wipe out down to the last man, woman, and child that don't even exist on the face of this earth anymore? And it wasn't because they were scalping white people who were going across the country in their covered wagons. It was because we wanted their land. And we wanted them off the land.
Totally in agreement that this should be a global effort, not just the United States, but all of the free countries. And this just has to be stopped. This can't be let to continue.
Thanks for the call. Joining us on the line, Senator Bill Nelson, Democrat from Florida, a member of the Armed Services Committee and the Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, where are you right now?
I'm with Senator Rockefeller. We are in Washington. We are waiting instructions by the Capitol Police where we should go.
Uh-oh. Here comes the Rockefeller report.
We are resolved, just as your previous caller said, that the perpetrators will be punished, and the word will clearly go forth that anyone in a terrorist activity will not be able to succeed and get away with it if their intentions are against the Western world.
Will you be going to a secure area?
I am not sure. I can't answer that right now. The leadership of the Congress has already been taken to an undisclosed location as our national defense apparatus is operating according to the book. They plan for all of this. And the American people should understand that it is well under control. The command and control system in the United States is operating, and it's operating very well.
Did you ever think we would see this day?
See, folks, I was telling you the truth. I know a lot of you didn't believe me. How does he know? Been there, done that.
Clearly, kudos in the past to our intelligence apparatus. Because every day that we have not known of a terrorist act is a day that the intelligence apparatus has worked. But today, clearly, it did not work. And we will repair that, and in large part, we will repair that by beefing up the human intelligence around the globe.
As you well know, there has been a lot of debate with the new Bush administration on a missile defense shield and a missile defense apparatus. Where will that go in the coming months?
Well, today is not a day to debate policy, but clearly, as a result of today, you will see the intelligence apparatus beefed up. you will see the defense apparatus beefed up, and you will see an increased activity in cooperation and sharing of intelligence information among our allies.
Senator Nelson, did you say Senator Rockefeller is right next to you?
He's not right next to me. He's in one of the other rooms.
And what did you
like me to go try to go get him?
If you'd like it, but I want to ask you a question before you do so. What have the two of you been talking about? So what are your thoughts?
Well,
on a personal level.
On a personal level, we were on the west front of the Capitol in a leadership meeting with Senator Daschle when news that the Pentagon had been hit. We looked out the west front overlooking the mall and saw the smoke rising from the direction of the Pentagon, and then were told to evacuate the Capitol. And then the police were shouting, the Capitol police, get out of the Capitol right now, immediately. And so Senator Rockefeller and I grouped up together and moved from beyond the Capitol. Now, in the meantime, by the way, I called on a cell phone to get my office to evacuate and told them to get word to my wife because she is in our apartment, which overlooks the Pentagon, and to tell her to get to the underground garage. Subsequently, I have found out indirectly from her, and she's fine, that she heard the plane and heard the explosion in the Pentagon.
Senator Nelson, thanks very much. If you want to walk down the hall, we'll talk to Senator Rockefeller in a moment.
I'll have to go find him in a moment.
Thanks very much for spending a couple of minutes with us. As we put Senator Nelson on hold, we'll continue with your phone calls. Next is Akron, Ohio. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, this is Daddy Duke. Yeah, I was calling to let you know that my heart goes out to the victims and their families. And the United States should get right down to the bottom of this because we can't go around letting other people push around on us. We got to handle our business and do what's necessary.
Thanks for the call. Salt Lake City, good afternoon.
Yes, hi. First of all, I'd like to express my sympathies to the families and all the victims in Washington, D.C. and New York City. I've never been to those cities, but I can't tear myself away from the TV. I'd like to urge all Americans to get out their flags, hang them up, keep them hanging. Let them know, let all the other countries know that we're united and that a small...
Yeah, right. You know, let's all put up a flag and that's going to solve everything. Come on. Give me a break. Where do these people come from? What is this? I think people do that and say that kind of thing. I think she's saying it because somehow she feels so helpless that she thinks that that's going to make her feel better if she does something, and so she wants everybody to put out a flag. Nothing wrong with that. If it makes everybody feel good, fine. But it's not going to solve anything. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to change anything. It's not going to bring anybody back to life. All it's going to do is, there's going to be flags flying all over the country. And I'm telling you right now, if they're flying, they should be flying at half mast. Folks, if you want to know who did this, if you really want to know who did this, nobody in this entire world would ever, ever do such a thing unless it would improve their condition or give them an upper hand or bring them up in some way and benefit them. If you can find out who benefits from this, who's raised up by this, who has a propaganda advantage by this, who feels, better about themselves against their enemies by this, whatever. If you can find out who benefits, then you know who did it. Nobody in the world, no terrorist organization, no nation, no nobody would ever do anything like this unless they believed in their heart and in their organization that they will benefit from it. If you can find out who benefits from this, then you know who did it.
Pennsylvania, which is south of Pittsburgh. Senator Jay Rockefeller is familiar with that area of western Pennsylvania. He's joining us on the line, Democrat from West Virginia. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Where were you this morning?
I was at a Democratic leadership meeting giving a talk on Social Security when all of a sudden we all noticed an enormous plume going up, and it was obviously the Pentagon. And and we were ordered to evacuate the Capitol and did so. And I think what's happening now is that the nation's leadership is mobilizing itself quite properly, evidently in Omaha, Nebraska, in great security, where plans can be made not only to make sure that if we can establish where this came from and who did it, that we take proper measure, but also to, in a sense, I think it's so important in situations like this that American people don't get the sense that our country is falling apart or that our lives are breaking down. And I really mean that, and I really worry about that, because nobody's been through something like this except, I guess, if you've been in the worst situations in war. And there's some argument to say that this was at some point inevitable. Because of
Hello, you're on the air.
Bill.
Yeah.
How you doing? Art from Connecticut.
Good.
Friends of mine from New York all called me, and they happen to be brother firefighters there that I know.
Mm-hmm.
We're on the scene almost immediately.
They lost a lot of...
And
lot
unfortunately,
of
a lot of their comrades are probably gone in this.
Yes.
Police and fire rescue people. And yes. That's part of the game. That's what they do.
Quite a lot of them, as a matter of fact.
And, you don't like it and you hate to hear about it, but that's what they do for a living. That's what they're committed to. So.
Yeah.
Like, you and I in the war, you do what you're supposed to do.
That's right.
Anyways, all of a sudden, I'm hearing the knee-jerk reactions.
Yeah.
As I think you might or may not have touched on, because I wasn't listening to everything you said prior.
Oh, yeah. Even when it's not on the air, it's in my earphones. I'm listening all the time.
The knee-jerk, we got to do something about this.
Yeah, we got to fly our flag.
We got to start, and I'm saying to people, watch and see if you don't start having to hear people saying, well, we'll give up something for something.
Yeah.
The same old Hegelian dialectic.
You're absolutely correct.
That
and you've been hearing them tell us. They're telling
and
us.
And you not just yourself. I've been listening to you since the first day everyone on the air, and I fully agree. After I do my research with you, that this is what it always happens.
Yeah.
Give you a problem, and then you scream and yell loud enough, we'll solve the problem. But at what cost?
Yep, that's right.
The cost is going to be some of your freedom.
The cost is...
I told my wife to call me, and she says, how long before the roadblocks start? I said, well, you're a little premature, but don't put that too far on the back burner.
No, she's not premature. There are already roadblocks.
Oh, they do that now with the traffic.
All over the... No, they're up right now. All over the country, there's roadblocks.
Oh, yeah, you can't... I don't imagine you can do a lot of flying around right now.
I'm not talking about flying. I'm talking about
in trucks or whatever.
Talking about roadblocks.
Oh, sure.
There are roadblocks on the highways all over the
country. When I heard that the air traffic is grounded and that harbors are now sealed up,
yep,
especially New York, the port sealed up, and now they have military ships at the ready at the New York seaport and every place else, Seattle and every place. Well, that's martial law, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, we're under martial law.
They can scream and yell. Nobody's going to say it is because no one will even recognize it.
Well, you notice the president has not come on the air and made any kind of a statement or tried to alleviate the fears of the American people, because if he does, he has to tell the truth, and he has to tell them that he's issued a declaration of martial law. He doesn't want to do that for a lot of reasons.
His one statement he made was, if at best, wishy-washy to begin with.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't anything of any great something that he would put down in history books, you know.
No.
But we'll have to see what comes of what he says later on, and I'm more interested to see what the Congress people start spouting.
Oh, they'll be introducing all kinds of laws and bills and stuff and things that they'll start taking freedoms away real quick.
And I'm also looking, as you just mentioned, to see down the road who comes up the winner in this. And I'm not talking about the militarily, because that's not even the point.
Yeah. Whoever benefits...
Either politically or economically.
Yeah, whoever benefits...
Somebody's going to come up with a jackpot.
Whoever benefits from this is the culprit.
And considering that most of the world's business... revolves around that area. I'm interested to see what businesses all of a sudden become very, very well to do over out of this for some reason. And it might lead you to find out. You know, it's the old follow the money deal.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm very surprised. I see Mr. Wiener let you on for all the time you want, and I appreciate that. I thank him for that. I just happened to turn the station on, not expecting to find you of all people.
Well,
I thought it would be later tonight, as usual.
He didn't let me on. I didn't ask to be on. He called me.
Oh, I'm sure he told you to get on.
And asked me to get on. And,
well, I'd rather have you there than some of these talking heads, because I'm listening to Brokaw, Jennings, and I mean, I got to turn them off. I'm not going to become addicted like the OJ thing.
I know what you mean. It gives you kind of a nauseous feeling, doesn't it?
I get a little, I have to take a Tums or something after I watch it for 5 minutes.
Especially Ted Koppel. I can't even stand the look.
Well, Ted Koppel's a papa's ass to begin with. Then.
Yep, you're right.
And Peter Jennings and Brokaw are no better.
Ted
Koppel. They're more interested in how they are perceived to be rather than what's really going on.
Ted Koppel is the guy that if he had attended my high school, he would have been the kid most likely to get his ass kicked.
Every day.
Every day.
every recess or every lunch break.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, thank you, Bell, and keep up the good work.
You're welcome.
Thank you, my friend.
Once again, the number is 520-333-4578. Anytime you call, we will immediately go to the phones, no matter what we're listening to, because everything from here on out is going to be repetition. Now, if you haven't figured that out yet, just keep watching your TV. What you're going to see is a repetition of everything that happened this morning. They're going to be feeding you information that's going to make you emotional, that's going to tend to brainwash you, to be able to understand that things are never going to be the same again, and get you all worked up in order to understand, number one, that things are never going to be the same again. Number two, to accept it. Number three, to ask for it. Number four, never complain about it when they take your freedoms away. That's what the media is going to be concentrating on for the next 3 months. Good evening, you're on the air. Or I should say good afternoon. I'm so used to saying good evening because of our evening broadcast. I hope you'll forgive me for that.
Hey, Bill. Been listening for years. First thing I did when I heard about it was I ran to your webpage, saw that you were on the radio, been listening all day long. You're right. You called this many years ago. And it never ceases to amaze me how their plan sort of plays itself out.
Yeah.
You know, we all knew something big like this was going to happen. You've been saying it for years. I have recordings of your shows going back several years. I've played them for people, and here we go.
Yep. And
very, very sad. It's just awful. These people care nothing about human life. They just care about power.
That's true. Very true.
That's what it's about. Well, keep up the good work, Bill.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
You know, and you might want to call Alan Weiner and thank him for doing this.
I will do this. This is fabulous. I can think of no one better to sort of follow this along with than you, sir.
Well, that's what Alan said this morning. When he called me, he says, Bill, you predicted this a long time ago. He says,
yep.
You're the one. He said, I want you on the air. And
I agree.
He said, when you're ready, just call us and we'll put you on immediately. And I couldn't do it right then and there because I was involved with my militia duties.
Right.
And my responsibilities to the country and to other patriot leaders. And once that was taken care of, then I called and they put me on the air immediately.
Alan's done a great service.
Alan's done a service way beyond what most people even suspect that he has done, because I'm telling you right now, freedom of speech in this country does not exist except on WBCQ.
I agree. It's a terrible day for our country.
Yep.
It is.
Thanks for calling. 520-333-4578. If you'd like to call and give your comments or opinions on what's going on, we'll go right to the phone immediately. Good evening, or good afternoon. I keep doing that.
Hi, Bill. Any UPS going?
Yeah, you know you're on a worldwide broadcast. All over the world, Norman.
Oh, really?
This is my UPS driver, ladies and gentlemen, all over the world. This is Norman. No, I don't have anything.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Hey, do you have any opinions on what's going on this morning? Now's your chance to tell the whole world.
I just think it's a cowardly act.
You're absolutely correct.
Yeah. Sure do. It's sad. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Norman.
Take care.
You too. That's my friendly UPS driver who always calls, and you see, he doesn't have to do that. He calls to find out if I got anything to go so he can make sure that he's here and there's nothing to go today, because there would have been, but I've been doing my duty since 5 o'clock this morning, and haven't done any UPS things. So that was Norman. You all got to hear from Norman, and he's a great guy. He's been our UPS driver for years, And I mean literally years, years and years, long, long time. And he's wonderful. So there you go. I'm sure he was shocked to hear that he was on worldwide radio. But he'll have a story to tell to his family when he gets home tonight. 520-333-4578 is the number. If you want to call, the minute that we see the phone is ringing, we will go directly to the phone, no matter who you are, where you are, what you want to say. Just keep your comments confined to what happened this morning. You can do one of two things. You can tell us how you feel about it and what you think about it. Or you can report to us something that maybe the listening audience should know, but has not heard from me or from anyone else. And that will be appreciated. We'll not accept rumors. We'll not accept you telling me what you got in an email or read on the internet or got from some fax that somebody sent you. That's absolutely verboten, which is German for forbidden. It's not allowed on this broadcast. Good afternoon. I finally got it right. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, Bill. I was surprised to see you on this afternoon.
I've been on for, it's almost 3 hours now.
Yeah, well, welcome to the socialist state in New York, the other end of New York. I talked to you before a few times, and I just wanted to say that that it's obviously a well-coordinated situation when you can have four planes attacked at the hijacked at the same time.
There's no amateurs. Yeah, not only well-coordinated, but well-financed, well-trained, well-timed, well-targeted. This is no amateur job.
No, that's right. And the other plane, I guess, apparently has gone down somewhere near Johnstown, PA, from what I hear.
Yeah, its flight path was projected to fly over Camp David. Now, whether Camp David was the target or it was going to fly over Camp David and go to some other target, nobody really knows.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. I'm anxious to see now what's going to come out of this, what kind of attacks, what kind of rights we're going to have to give up to feel safe. I forget who it was, but some months back, maybe a few years ago, they were talking about the potential of terrorism. I don't remember who said it, but he said you may have to